Wouldn't it be nice if all there was to do in preaching the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, was to tell the lost of the great sacrifice that was made by God for the salvation of mankind, to emphasize the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so individuals could have a hope of forgiveness now and admission into the eternal kingdom in the world to come, and find receptive hearts. That would be nice indeed. However, though such is still a major part of the work, as Paul said, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works," Ephesians 2:10. It is not all to which a child of God must give attention. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the young evangelist Timothy, he said, "This charge I commit unto thee, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies which led the way to thee, that by them thou mayest war the good warfare," 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18. And so it's been throughout the ages. Within his writings, the Apostle Paul emphasized the nature of his work, saying, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God, to the casting down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being in readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience shall be made full." 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 6. The child of God does live in the flesh with all the trials, tribulations, and infirmities that all men encounter. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, "I wrote unto you in my epistle to have no company with fornicators," not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world, "or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world," 1 Corinthians 5, 9-10. However, within our previous text of 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6, the Apostle Paul identifies that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, but war we do. The warfare we are involved in may be personal. That is, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see a different law in my members warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity under the law of sin, which is in my members," Romans 7:22 through 23. Or the warfare may come from external sources. As the Apostle Paul dealt with the dangers threatening the brethren in Corinth, he said, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15. The dangers of our warfare lie in the fact that "a man's foes shall be they of his own household," Matthew 10:36. The household may be born of blood. It may be an extended household, either by birth or by association. It would be nice if all ministers, as in 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15, taught the truth, but the fact is they do not. They are as our own blood, favorable to be with and kindly in their demeanor. Yet, as the Apostle Peter said, "There arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privately bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you." 2 Peter 2, 1-3. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, Here, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2.